Welcome to Crosley Field in Cincinnati, for the game between the New York Mets and the Cincinnati Reds. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Tommy Agee. Batting second. The third baseman, Wayne Garrett. Batting third. The second baseman, Ken Boswell. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Cleon Jones. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Art Shamsky. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Ed Cranepool. Batting seventh. The catcher, J.C. Martin. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Bud Harrelson. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tug McGraw. Pitching for the New York Mets, Tug McGraw. For the Cincinnati Reds. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Pete Rose. Batting second. The right fielder, Bobby Tolan. Batting third. The left fielder, Alex Johnson. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Tony Perez. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Lee May. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Tommy Helms. Batting seventh. The catcher, Pat Corrales. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Darryl Chaney. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jack Fisher. Pitching for the Cincinnati Reds, Jack Fisher. And now, play ball. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Agee. The throw from Corrales and he is safe. Agee steals second. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Agee moves to third. Ken Boswell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boswell hits a ball on the ground towards first. May fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, double play. Agee scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Mets. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Rose. Jones reaches second base with a double. Art Shamsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shamsky hits a ball on the ground towards first. May scoops it up and throws to first, with Fisher covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Pete Rose is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rose hits a fly ball into right field. Shamsky settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Tolan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tolan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Alex Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a fly ball into right field. Shamsky settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez hits a fly ball into right field. Shamsky settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Reds nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool hits a ball on the ground towards short. Chaney picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Chaney. Cranepool moves to second. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Helms scoops it up and throws to first, with Fisher covering, for the out. Cranepool moves to third. One out. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cranepool scores. It's 2-0, Mets. Tug McGraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGraw hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Harrelson moves to second. Clay Carroll now pitching. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Agee hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Helms catches it and throws to first to double up McGraw. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May takes first base on ball 4. Tommy Helms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Helms hits a ball on the ground for an out. Helms moves to second. One out. Pat Corrales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Corrales hits a ball on the ground towards third. Garrett fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Darryl Chaney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chaney hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Reds nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Garrett hits a ball on the ground towards first. May scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Garrett for the out. One out. Ken Boswell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boswell is 0-for-1 in the game. Boswell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Helms scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Jones is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Clay Carroll is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carroll strikes out. One out. Pete Rose is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rose is 0-for-1 in the game. Rose hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Shamsky. Rose reaches second base with a double. Bobby Tolan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tolan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Tolan hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Martin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Alex Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rose scores. It's 2-1, Mets. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez is 0-for-1 in the game. Perez hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Boswell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Reds 1. The Mets will come to bat. Art Shamsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shamsky is 0-for-1 in the game. Shamsky is called out on strikes. One out. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Cranepool hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Perez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0-for-1 in the game. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Helms scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Reds 1. The Reds will come to bat. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. May hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Mets, 2, Reds, 2. Tommy Helms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Helms is 0 for 1 in the game. Helms hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pat Corrales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Corrales is 0 for 1 in the game. Corrales hits a ball on the ground towards third. Garrett fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Darryl Chaney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chaney is 0 for 1 in the game. Chaney strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Reds 2. The Mets will come to bat. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Harrelson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tug McGraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGraw is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. McGraw bunts on 2 strikes. And it's a foul ball, 4 strike 3. 1 out. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Agee hits a ball on the ground towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Harrelson moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Garrett hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Harrelson scores. Agee moves to third. It's 3-2, Mets. Ken Boswell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boswell is 0 for 2 in the game. Boswell strikes out. 2 outs. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Jones takes first base on ball 4. Garrett moves to second. Art Shamsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shamsky is 0 for 2 in the game. Shamsky is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Reds 2. The Reds will come to bat. Clay Carroll is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carroll is 0 for 1 in the game. Carroll takes first base on ball 4. Pete Rose is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rose is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Rose bunts towards the mound. McGraw fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on McGraw. Carroll moves to third. Rose moves to second. Bobby Tolan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tolan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Tolan hits a fly ball into left field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Alex Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Johnson hits a fly ball into right field. Shamsky settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Carroll tags and scores. That run is unearned. 2 outs. It's Mets, 3, Reds, 3. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez is 0 for 2 in the game. Perez takes first base on ball 4. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. May hits a line drive into left field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Reds 3. The Mets will come to bat. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Cranepool hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Rose. Cranepool reaches second base with a double. George Culver now pitching. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Corrales for a passed ball. Cranepool moves to third. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0 for 2 in the game. Martin strikes out. One out. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Harrelson takes first base on ball 4. Tug McGraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGraw is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. McGraw hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Helms fields it and throws to second for the out. Cranepool scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 4-3, Mets. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Agee is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Reds 3. The Reds will come to bat. Tommy Helms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Helms is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Helms hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Johnny Bench pinch hits for Pat Corrales. Johnny Bench is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bench hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Helms moves to third. Ted Savage pinch hits for Darryl Chaney. Ron Taylor now pitching. Jimmy Stewart pinch hits for Ted Savage. Jimmy Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A three-run home run. It's 6-4, Reds. George Culver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Culver strikes out. One out. Pete Rose is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rose is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Rose hits a line drive into left field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Tolan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tolan is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Tolan hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cranepool scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Tolan for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Reds 6, and the Mets 4. The Mets will come to bat. Johnny Bench now catching. Woody Woodward now playing shortstop. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Garrett hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ken Boswell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Bench for a passed ball. Garrett moves to second. Ken Boswell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boswell is 0 for 3 in the game. Boswell hits a line drive into right field. Tolan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Jones strikes out. Two outs. Art Shamsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shamsky is 0 for 3 in the game. Shamsky hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Helms fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Garrett moves to third. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Cranepool hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Garrett scores. Shamsky moves to third. It's 6-5, Reds. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0 for 3 in the game. Martin hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Shamsky scores. Cranepool moves to second. It's Mets, 6, Reds, 6. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Harrelson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Woodward fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Cranepool moves to third. Martin moves to second. Rod Gasper pinch hits for Ron Taylor. Rod Gasper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gasper hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cranepool scores. Martin scores. Harrelson moves to third. It's 8-6, Mets. Wayne Granger now pitching. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Agee hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Tolan, who is chasing the ball. Agee reaches third base with a triple. Harrelson scores. Gasper goes all the way around to score. It's 10-6, Mets. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett is 3 for 4 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Garrett hits a ball on the ground towards first. May scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Garrett for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 10, and the Reds 6. The Reds will come to bat. Al Jackson now pitching. Alex Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 2 RBIs. Johnson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Perez hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Agee. Perez reaches second base with a double. Johnson moves to third. Calhoun's now pitching. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. May hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Johnson scores. Perez moves to third. It's 10-7, Mets. Tommy Helms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Helms is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Helms hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Perez scores. 2 outs. It's 10-8, Mets. Johnny Bench is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bench is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Bench hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 10-9, Mets. Woody Woodward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodward strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 10, and the Reds 9. The Mets will come to bat. Ken Boswell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boswell is 0 for 4 in the game. Boswell hits a ball on the ground towards first. May scoops it up and throws to first, with Granger covering, for the out. 1 out. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Helms scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Art Shamsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shamsky is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Shamsky hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Helms scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 10, and the Reds 9. The Reds will come to bat. Fred Whitfield pinch hits for Wayne Granger. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Boswell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Pete Rose is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rose is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Rose hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Boswell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bobby Tolan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tolan is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Tolan is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 10, and the Reds 9. The Mets will come to bat. Jim Merritt now pitching. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got one RBI. Cranepool hits a ball on the ground towards short. Woodward scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Grote pinch hits for J.C. Martin. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote hits a ball on the ground towards short. Woodward scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 3-for-3 in the game, with three singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Harrelson hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Bench settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 10, and the Reds 9. The Reds will come to bat. Jerry Grote now catching. Amos Otis now playing left field. Alex Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got two RBIs. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Koontz fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Perez strikes out. Two outs. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got two RBIs. May hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tommy Helms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Helms is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Helms takes first base on ball 4. May moves to second. Johnny Bench is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bench is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Bench hits a ball on the ground towards third. Garrett fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The game is over. The final score, New York Mets, 10, and Cincinnati Reds, 9. Goodbye from Crosley Field in Cincinnati.